Mark, the 4th chapter. Hallelujah. I want to, my subject tonight is hearing ears. Hearing ears. In Mark chapter 4, I'm going to read to you a little bit. Just follow along with me in the Word. I'm reading from the New King James Bible. And I'll pick it up at verse 1 of the 4th chapter. And again he began to teach by the sea. And a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Then he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his teaching. Now, Jesus taught. Well, let me back up. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Everything that he did was the will of God. You hear me? He had no fault. He had no fault. He never sinned. So you better believe it, that when Jesus got up to teach something, we need to listen. We need to hear. Glory. Now, I'm just going to read on a little bit. Beginning at verse 3. He said, listen. You see that? Listen. Behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside. And the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced. Sprang up, increased, and produced. Say this with me. Sprang up, increased, and produced. Hallelujah. Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now you'll find all through, you'll find it in the Gospels, you'll find it in other places, Revelation, for example, Book of Revelation. We are told to hear. We're told to hear. Jesus first told them to listen, and then he taught this parable, and then he says, him that has ears to hear, let them hear. Which tells me that you can be in a group, you can be in church, and you can hear the word of God without really hearing the word of God. See, the word of God is supposed to do more than just bounce off your eardrum. The word of God is supposed to penetrate, get into our spirits. You still here? Now, I want to drop down to I'll drop down to the 14th verse. Now they was curious about this parable because they didn't understand it. And so they wanted Jesus to explain it to them. Now listen very carefully. Verse 14 says, the sower sows what? The sower sows the word. So the word of God is like seed that springs up, increases, and produces. The sower sows the word. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes a few days later. Now, Jesus already said, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear. Are you listening tonight? Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterwards, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones, this is verse 18, now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word. And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in, do what? Choke the word. The word is in there, but it can't spring up, can't increase, and it can't produce because it's being choked. So it says in verse 19 that it becomes unfruitful. Verse 20, but these are the ones sown on good ground. Those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Let me tell you something. When the Bible says he, and that also means she, he that has ears to hear, let him or her hear. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, we know that our faith, and you hear me say it all the time, our faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. But now let's move on just a little further. You still with me? All right, let's drop down a little further. In verse 23, Jesus says, again, if anyone has ears to hear, he's to do what? Let him hear. He then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear more, and unto you who hear, more will be given. Now that reminds me of what Jesus said about giving. Give, and it would be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together. And your return will be based on your giving. Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So for what measure you meet or you give, it's going to be given back to you again. Amen. That's true. That's the word of God. That is the living word of God. Remember, I tell you sometime, seed time and harvest is a biblical principle. Giving and receiving is a biblical principle. Now, I want you to grab a hold of this. Look at verse 24 again. Jesus is still teaching here. Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure, everybody say measure. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him. Wow. That's the reason when the word of God is being preached and being taught, our ears and our hearts need to be open to receive that word. Because whatever that word promise, whatever benefit that being taught from that word, we are going to receive back to us based on our measure of hearing and our measure of retaining. If the word of God just rolls off of you, or any person for that matter, like water on a duck's back, some folks say, well, you know what? I go to church every Sunday. I go to church Wednesday. I go to church, you know, and just seem like things are not working for me. You may be dressed in duck feathers. In other words, while the word of God is being preached, your mind is miles away. Miles away. You're thinking about something else, or you may be on your cell phone. God forbid that be the case unless you're looking at your Bible. You can take a jar, put some tin foil over the top of that jar, take a nail, punch a little hole in it, and you can pour water on that jar. Very little is going to get inside. Some will. But the bigger the opening, the more water that will go into the jar, and it will get to the place where it's overflowing. Overflowing. What Jesus is letting us know that the attention that we give to the Word of God, the measure of attention that we give to the Word of God is the same measure that will come back to us. No wonder the Bible says over and over. You know, if God says something one time, we need to give it 100% attention. But if the Bible keeps saying things over and over and over and over and over, it's for a reason, folks. Amen. Let him that have ears to hear, let him hear. Let him take heed what he hear. Over in Revelation, hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. We got to hear. When Jesus spoke to the seven churches of Asia Minor, those that received his word and his correction, they prospered. The ones that did not. So hearing the word is more than just letting it bounce off your eardrums. You got to get that word on the inside. You got to hear it. You got to meditate on it. You still here? Hallelujah. I want to read verse 23, 24, and 25 to you from the New Living Translation. I was reading this. Verse 23 says, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. In other words, him that has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 24, then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. And you will receive, get ready for this, even more. Now they have it on the screen here. Let me read it again, verse 24. Pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. The more revelation you will be given. And you will receive even more. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 25. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. Hallelujah. One thing that I've learned to do, and I hope you have too. If not, I hope you will start doing this. See the Word of God as treasure, something valuable, because it is. Because it is. And the more you value the Word of God, the more you listen to the Word of God, the more you embrace His Word, you have His promise, the more you will be given. The more blessings there will be on your life. You become easy to bless. You ever seen these folks? They don't necessarily have any particular degree or whatever, but they just love God and they love His Word. And you watch them and God blesses, I like to say it this way, God blesses, some folks say their socks off, but really God blesses them on. God just blessed their lives. Folk give to them, but they themselves are givers because they hear the Word of God. And they don't give just because they want to receive something. They give because they love God. They give because they love His Word. And because they love Him, because they love His Word, because they are embracing His Word, and because they are obeying His Word, guess what? They get more in return. Hallelujah. It's hard to get blessed when you're stingy. I know some folks out there watching me and listening to some, what'd he say? Stingy. You block your blessings when you're stingy. And I'm not just talking money. I'm not just talking material. I'm talking in every area. Glory be to God. But the Word of God, folks, has to be received. It has to be embraced. I wrote this in my notes here. To truly hear, what is being spoken must be received by the hearer. when you're really hearing, then you're receiving what's being spoken. I'm talking about the Word of God now. The Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to understand something. Jesus himself said this, and this is in Mark chapter 7. I'm just trying to decide. Let me just read the story to you. I'll begin at verse 1. Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to him, having come from Jerusalem. Now when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and there are many other things which they have received and hold, like the washing of cups, pitchers, copper vessels, and couches. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders?" Everybody say tradition. "But eat bread with unwashed hands." Then he answered and said to them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written?" Jesus didn't mince words, did he? "The people honor me with their lips, but their what? Their hearts are far from me." Listen to this. "And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandment of men." Remember, we got to be careful what we hear. We got to be careful what we hear. Verse 8, laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers, which is ceremonially, pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do. Then said he to them, "All too well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'But if a man say to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is carbon, that is a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother.'" Now look at verse 13. This is where I was going. "Making the word of God of no effect through your through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do." Now I'm getting ready to close this out. But I want to read verse 13 from the Amplified Bible. Put it on the screen for me, please. "And thus you are nullifying and making void and of no effect the authority of the Word of God through your tradition, which you in turn hand on to many things, and many things of this kind you are doing. Now, let me conclude this by saying this. Jesus said, let him that has an ear, or let him that has ears hear, let him hear. You know what has hurt us, even believers? We have placed our traditions, our religious traditions, above the Word of God. Some folks hear the Word of God preached, the uncompromised Word of God, but when it hit the walls of their tradition, that's as far as it goes. They hear, but they don't hear. And it's still happening today. Jesus was preaching and teaching the Word of God to them, but they couldn't get past their tradition. And because of that, the Word of God became non-effective to them, or ineffective to them, because they was hearing, but they weren't hearing. Are you still with me? So I want to exhort you tonight to be open to the Word of God. Hear the Word of God. And do the Word of God. And you will reap the rewards of the Word of God. Hallelujah. If you want more power operating in your life, get full of the Word and stay full of the Word. Be ready to hear the Word of God. If you want some things to change in your life, receive the Word of God. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Are we hearing tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. May we hear your word. May we hear your word. May it get on the inside of us, causing our situations and our circumstances to change.